Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, this is going to be fun. It's the Jockey Cade Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. What does that mean? Well, it means the Quicken Loans will help you to apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I got my man Shep back running the board today. Back from his hiatus in Memphis where he was teaching our nation's youth. And I've got Anthony Pierno and Justin Shackle. So they've literally assembled the A-team around me. If this show sucks today, it's all on the host. Because they've given me an A-team to help run this thing. So it all falls on me. I can't wait to get started. There are days where I'm preparing the show on Saturday afternoon, then more on Saturday evening. And there are days where I'm like, yeah, look, I need a good night's sleep. I was going out to dinner last night, had a spectacular dinner with our friends, the Stewarts, had a good time. Really good, sort of kick off the holidays dinner. Real great, great dinner out, too. And so it was just a spectacular Saturday. And that was after a spectacular Saturday afternoon of watching Ohio State, Michigan, and Georgia. And Georgia Tech, locally, that's a big one for me in Atlanta as I broadcast live from 6A to the Fan Atlanta, home of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And then the slight mayhem started during the day. And the slight mayhem was Michigan lost a football game again. So let me just get this started. And Anthony, you are on alert. Every person that called this show for months, even after Michigan lost to the best team they played all year, that called all year and claimed, oh, Michigan, you're not giving Michigan their due. You're putting Georgia in the top four and not Michigan? Oh, my gosh. Are you even watching Michigan? Michigan's amazing. I want you calling them. Did you write down their phone number off call screeners? I want you waking them up this morning because they need to be on. They need to be accountable. One of the things we do on the show is we call it out when we're right. We call it out when we're wrong. And what we knew before yesterday was the best team that Michigan had played, they lost to. Well, guess what? You know, we know now. We know now that the two best teams that Michigan lined up against all year, they lost to. And yesterday wasn't a loss. Yesterday was a just poop fest. They soiled themselves on national TV. And I'm so tired of hearing about Jim Harbaugh. I'm so tired of hearing about what Michigan is. I know what Michigan used to be. I'm old enough to remember when Michigan was nationally relevant year after year. I know what Michigan football is, and I have tons of respect for the legacy of what that M means. My daughter's school, they use it as their logo. But give me an absolute break. I never want to hear it again until Michigan actually accomplishes something or until Jim Harbaugh actually accomplishes something. And I'm not talking about accomplishments of those programs that happened before these players arrived. Michigan's storied history doesn't need to be defended. It should be celebrated. But here's a memo for everybody. The storied history has zilch to do with the Harbaugh era. It has nothing to do with it. Michigan, I don't need to hear about it again. I don't need another off season of hearing about where's Michigan going on their field trip this year? Oh, we're going to Rome? Oh, we're going to Afghanistan this year. Oh, it's Michigan football. Nobody gets more press for doing nothing than Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan program. Now, it brings me to who they beat yesterday. And that's Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes. No, they didn't beat them. Again, it's crazy. They didn't do it. Wait a minute. It was a foregone conclusion. Wait a minute. Let me check my notes. Michigan's beating Ohio State this year. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen again.
after a year of the revenge tour, even after stubbing their toe against Notre Dame. Again, it doesn't happen. Michigan can't get the job done because Ohio State does. Ohio State doesn't have to lean on previous administrations' accomplishments to talk up their brand. Now, let me really get this time to Ohio State. Urban Meyer, yesterday, got an absolute bath on the air. The broadcasters for Fox yesterday, Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt. To me, it was arguably the most embarrassing, like, just representation of bootlicking that I've ever seen from broadcasters in a game. How it, in any way, shape, or form, there were broadcasters on a national game that felt the need. Now, I realize it. Fox is paying the bill. Fox is the network that has the Big Ten games. So I guess Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt decided, you know, what's more important than us being authentic and real is to shill for Fox and to shill for the Big Ten. Because for some reason, yeah, there was, that's the reason. Because for some reason, they actually wanted you to feel sorry for Urban Meyer, which will be a whole later discussion. They made Urban Meyer out to be a victim. It's amazing all he's overcome. I heard that from Gus Johnson. It's amazing what Urban Meyer's had to overcome this year. Are you kidding me? You can't be that tone deaf. You can't. You really can't. And if you are, you don't belong on the broadcast. Because you're in somebody's back pocket at that point. You're taking a check and willing to just stick aside anything that you beat integrity-wise over cash. And then we get this gem from Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt says in the fourth quarter of the game, there are media members that are just clickbaiters out there, the people who say Jim Harbaugh is overrated. Well, Joel Klatt, click, click, click. You are out of your mind. First of all, Joel, at what point did you become the arbiter of what is an acceptable opinion in sports? Maybe all the hairspray's gotten to you a little bit. I got it. You got to be, you're kidding me. So Joel Klatt now, here's what I'd like to see. I would like every opinion on CBS Sports Network for the rest of the weekend. Let's run those opinions by Joel Klatt and see if Joel actually approves and considers them reasonable. Because, gosh, if Joel Klatt doesn't buy into it, if Joel Klatt says something isn't existing, we can't have that opinion. Joel is now the arbiter of what's acceptable. Joel, you spent on national TV yesterday, you and Gus Johnson decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to make Urban Meyer appear like a victim. Tell me how that works out for you. Tell me how that works out. Where's the integrity? All the things that Urban Meyer's had to overcome. I threw up in my mouth. All the things that Urban Meyer's had to overcome, anything that Urban Meyer's overcoming, and don't tell me about, oh, he's had the headaches. I've got a headache listening to you people try to excuse make. I wish the best for the man health-wise. But you got to be kidding me. There's no way you're painting Urban Meyer as this victim. Urban Meyer as a sympathetic character. My gosh, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. What's that about? What's it about? I would love to hear Gus Johnson discuss the Penn State football program. Would love to have heard that. What was his thoughts on the victimization, I guess, of Joe Paterno, too? That was embarrassing yesterday. Truly embarrassing. And I believe we should be expecting a phone call from Vermont. Right, Anthony? During the show today?
I love Raphael, but he better call this morning.
If Raphael ditches, okay, I never do this. If Raphael ditches this show today and doesn't call in after months and months of arguing that Michigan was this legitimate national power, if he ditches today, Anthony, I'm not taking his call again.
He needs to show up this
morning. I'm not taking his call again. So he has 2 hours and 47 minutes to get a phone call in. Because if he doesn't call today and face the music, he doesn't call next week. He doesn't call any other week. Because I've been inundated with enough of this Michigan stuff. Oh, my gosh. The at mentions from Michigan fans were dialed up this week to a 10. Do you know how many I got after the Michigan game? Zero. And I mean guys who would tweet me everywhere. And guess what? If you're one of my Sunday morning tweeters, at John Kincaid at CBS Sports Radio, and you tweet me every week about, oh, my gosh, can you believe this? He's got Georgia in his top four ahead of Michigan. You know why? Because I watch the games. Do you? Do you watch the games? Or are you sitting there in your Michigan onesie? What do you call those sweater things that you wear? Snuggies. Got your Michigan Snuggie on. It's ridiculous. And every week, oh, yeah, he's in SEC country, so of course he's not going to give Michigan its due. No.
And JK, yeah. What a bad look by Fox. And my favorite Gus Johnson line was him saying that there aren't many men like him.
Oh, my gosh. Guess what, Gus? Saying that there aren't many men like Urban Meyer, that's a compliment to men. To men, that's a compliment.